وطن سنی سنی ڈگر اجڑا اجڑا چمن بن تیری یہ نہ مہکے نہ مشکے وطن ٹوٹ کر جیسے گر جائے گا یہ گگن میری ماں تو ہے چند.
May Allah make us from amongst those who value their parents and serve them correctly, inshallah. The value of parents today, we tend to have lost it. And with these times that we have, with these modern times that we've had, unfortunately, we have the children today who don't respect their parents. It will only be of value to you if you don't have a parent or you don't have parents. Then you will know what the value of parents are. And today, unfortunately, we find many children so-called abusing their parents. And it is sad that we have that today. And, you know, me, I don't have parents. My parents passed away when I was very young. And when I see and when I hear children shouting at their parents, abusing their parents, my heart aches. But today, unfortunately, you cannot tell children anything. We've reached those times where it is very difficult to tell children that it's your parents. Don't talk like that to your parents. Because for them, it's what you know. Who are you to tell me? And the arrogance of some children today has become such that you cannot talk to them. So it is very, very sad. And this letter, this is reality. It was forwarded to me from Abdul Razak Varacha, who's from Crosby. And when I read it, I just had tears. The letter goes like this. My son, I am your mother. All praise is due to Allah, the easer of grief and the dispeller of worries. And may His blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of mankind. My son, this is a letter of injury from your poor mother, who wrote in shyness after much delay and hesitation. Often, she had picked up a pen and was stopped by a tear. And she would stop the tear only which the heart's wailing would prevail. My son, after all this time, I see you a matured man of sound mind and balanced emotions. It is my right over you that you should at least read this paper. And then if you wish, you can rip it apart, as you have ripped at the corners of my heart before. My son, more than 20 years ago, it was a bright and sunny day in my life when the doctor told me I was pregnant. Mothers, my son, know the meaning of this word well. It is a blend of joy and rapture, and the beginning of pain marked with physical and emotional changes. And after those glad tidings, I carried you 9 months inside me with jubilant happiness. I rose with difficulty and I slept with difficulty. I ate with difficulty and I breathed with difficulty. And none of this lessened my delight and love for you. Instead, my love grew more with the days and a longing for you flourished within me. I carried you, my son, enduring weakness upon weakness and pain upon pain, delighting at your movement and rejoicing at your weight's increase. Though it was for me a heavy burden, it was long suffering, after which came the dawn of a night I did not sleep in or close my eyelids. I acquired of suffering and anguish and of fear and alarm what neither a pen can describe nor a tongue utter. The hurt grew so severe that I lacked strength to cry, and I saw death with my eyes several times. This lasted until you came out into this world, when the tears of your screams mixed with the tears of my bliss and removed all my torment and injury. Even in my pain, I held you in tenderness and kissed you before they could take you away and wash you with a single drop of water.
ये दुआ करते हैं सारे ही मर्दोजन, तुझको मिल जाए जन्नत में बेहतर मकान, तुझको मिल जाए जन्नत में बेहतर.
My son, years have passed of your life as I have carried you in my heart and bathed you with my hands. I made my lap for you a bed and my bosom for your nourishment. I was awake during my nights so you could sleep, and laboring during my days so you could be happy. My wish every day was to see your smile, and my pleasure every moment that you should ask for something I could make for you. These things were the peak of my ecstasy. The days and nights passed and I was still in that state. An attendant servant who did not neglect, and a nurse who did not stop, a worker who did not rest, and a supplicant for your good and success who did not slacken. I watched you day after day until your body strengthened and your youthful energy turned righteous, and the signs of manhood began to appear in you. I found myself running left and right, searching for you, for the kind of wife you requested. Of your marriage came, my son, and the time of your wedding neared. At this, my heart tore, and my tears ran out of joy for your new life and sadness at your parting. After that, the hours passed heavily, and the moments slowly, and then I suddenly realized you were not my son that I knew. Your smile had vanished, your voice had disappeared, and your expression grown sullen. You have forsaken me and forget my rights. The days pass and I watch for your countenance and wait with a yearning sorrow to hear your voice. Your abandonment has grown long and the days have spread out. I have stared patiently at the door, hoping you might come, and listened expectantly for the sound of the ringing phone until I thought myself delusional. And here the days have extended and the nights grown dark, and I neither see you nor hear your voice. You have disregarded the person who took care of you with the best of human care. My son, I don't ask but little. Put me in the place of your slightest friend, the farthest from your regard. Make me, my son, one of your monthly stations, so that I see you then, if only for a sparing time. My son, my back has arched and my limbs have shriveled. I have been wearied by ailments and visited by sickness. I do not rise except with adversity, nor sit except with hardship, and my heart still throbs with love for you. My son, whenever I learn that you are happy in your life, my happiness and joy increase. I am puzzled when you are the product of my toils. What sin have I reaped that I have become an enemy you cannot stand to see, and whose visit is so burdensome? Did I falter some day in your treatment, or neglect for a moment your attendance? Make me like the rest of your servants, whose rights you have, you give to them, and grant me a part of your mercy. Award me with some of my recompense, and be good, for Allah loves the doers of good. My son, I wish to see you. I don't want other than that. My heart is broken, and my tears have flowed, and you are alive and receiving sustenance. I hear people still talk about your refined manners and gracious conduct. Let me see, if nothing else, the frown on your face and the features of your anger. My son, is it not time for your heart to soften to a frail woman worn out by longing and restrained by mourning? A woman who has made grief her emblem and distress her garment? A woman whose weeping you have caused, whose heart you have saddened, and whose kinship you have broken? My son, here is the door to heaven before you. So pursue it and knock upon it. Perhaps I will meet you there by my Lord's mercy, as it came in the hadith. The parent is the best door to paradise. So if you want, you may ignore this door or pay attention to it. That is narrated by Imam Ahmad.
Meri maa, meri maa, meri maa, meri maa, meri maa.
My son, I know that since your height has increased and your shoulders broadened, you have been looking for reward and merit. Perhaps today you have forgotten the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best of deeds to Allah is prayer at its proper time, then kindness to the parents, then jihad in the cause of Allah, which is agreed upon. Here then is that reward without the waging of battles or slaying of enemies. So where are you from the best of deeds? My son, I warn you from being of those meant by the Prophet when he said, let him be humbled, let him be humbled, let him be humbled. It was said, who, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, whomever finds his parents in their old age, one or both of them, and does not enter paradise. My son, I will not raise the complaints or disclose the sorrow, for it they rise above the clouds and reach the sky's door. You will be seized with the evil of ungratefulness. Punishment will come down to you, and your living be overtaken with calamity. No, I will not do that. You are still my son, a piece of me. You are the flower of my heart and the delight of my life. Wake up, my son. Old age is overtaking you, and years will pass, and you will soon become an aged father. Reward is given according to doing, and you will write letters to your son with tears as I have to you today. And with Allah, adversity gathers. Son, fear Allah in your mother, and be constant to her, for heaven is at her feet. Brush away her tears and ease her sadness. And if you still insist, then rip this letter of hers, and know that whoever does good, it is for himself, and whoever does evil, it is against him. So remember, if you go against your parents' wishes, you may be happy for a while, but that will not last forever. So much for appreciation of parents, and I urge one and all out there, please take care of your parents. This letter has been written with a very sore heart. When you read between the lines, it's a very, very sore letter. But it's a reality today. That is life today. We find this happening. So please let us change that. Let us become good human beings first. Let us become good Muslims. Let us look after our parents. Let us not become like the West, where we abuse parents, where we take parents for granted, where we get authorities to sue parents. Let us not do that. Let us look after our parents. That's what your parents are telling you. It may not sound right today, but 10, 20, 30 years down the line, when you become a parent, you will know and you will realize that my parents have said this 20 years ago, and I'm going through the same, and I feel the same. It may sound harsh today, but tomorrow it's different. Because why? Tomorrow you're a parent. So please, I urge one and all, everyone out there, if you have parents, if you may be old and you have parents, you are fortunate. If you are young and you have parents, you are very fortunate. And if you're young and you don't have parents, please pray for them, make dua for them. That is all they require. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.